With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A 49-year-old Las Vegas man, illegally in possession of weapons and ammo, is arrested near former President Trump's rally in California Saturday. Officials say his car also had fake tags. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. Sunday, the former president took his campaign to Prescott Valley, Arizona, where he called for raises for all border agents.
This is a group that really needs spirit because they're protecting us. They're protecting our lives. They're protecting our country. So we're going to be doing that.
Also at SRNnews.com, at least 60 people are hurt after a drone attack in northern Israel. Israel Rescue Services said some of the injured are in critical condition. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for the attack. Hafiz Redinger of the Times of Israel says Iran is rethinking its continued attacks on Israel following the response of the Israeli Defense Forces.
When they watched the Israelis do that, the Iranians began to have a whole other conversation, and we've already heard them speak about it. The Deputy Prime Minister of Iran spoke about it. I forget exactly which one it was, but it might have been the Vice President spoke about it out loud, that they are not going to have to really sprint to the bomb.
He says Iran is still defiant after Israel shut down a major means of attacking them.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the gumption is kind of impressive. It's just a pipe coming from two containers that they literally put out to sea to ships waiting in the sea. It's a pipe the size of a car, and you just drag it out to sea. That was the port. We bombed that. The only thing we left intact is a place called Safit, which is a port that has grain silos for importing humanitarian aid and grain and food.
Social Security Administration says the cost of living adjustment for 2025 will be 2.5%, the smallest increase since 2021 due to inflation. This is SRN News. Pastors talk about the issues. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A new poll of Protestant clergymen by Lifeway Research asks them what matters most when they go to vote for a political candidate. While a lot of issues are mentioned by the pastors, Lifeway reports that, quote, when forced to choose the most important factor, 24% say personal character, 18% say the candidate's position on abortion, 16% say the ability to protect religious freedom, and 12% say the ability to improve the economy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the queer trans agenda in the few remaining weeks of the presidential campaign. As vice president, she claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and criminal justice. She also supported allowing men to use women's restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. Norway is introducing temporary border checks after raising the country's threat level.
The announcement by the Norwegian Police Security Service said that it was increasing Norway's threat level from moderate to high. This is the second highest level on a five-tier scale. The Norwegian Security Agency pointed to an increased threat to Jewish and Israeli targets in particular. Norway isn't a member of the European Union, but they're part of the European ID check free travel zone known as the Schengen area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Amazon is asking its workers to come back to the office 5 days a week beginning this January. CEO Andy Jassy said in early 2023 that he'd like to go back to in-person work the majority of the time, at least 3 days a week. But in a new memo, he said the tech giant's going back to pre-pandemic norms. Amazon joins other companies implementing full return-to-office mandates, including J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. More details at SRNnews.com.